Have you ever found yourself in a situation where your child was upset about sharing a toy or argued over whose turn it is to pick the game? These everyday moments are perfect opportunities to teach your children the subtle art of negotiation and conflict resolution. In today's episode, we're delving into playful negotiation as a fundamental approach to teaching kids how to navigate these social scenarios, turning potential conflicts into moments of mutual understanding and growth. Playful negotiation isn't just about resolving conflicts, it's an essential tool in a child's development toolkit. Through negotiation games, we can show children how to use their voices effectively, express their needs clearly, and understand others' perspectives. These skills are invaluable, laying the foundation for strong, empathetic communicators who can handle interpersonal challenges throughout their lives. Now, you might wonder why this is crucial. Well, being equipped with conflict resolution skills empowers children to foster better relationships. It enhances their ability to collaborate with peers, manage stress in social settings, and ultimately build their self-esteem. When children feel heard and understand how to articulate their feelings, they tend to exhibit less anxiety and more adaptability in various situations. Let's dive into some engaging activities that promote negotiation skills and build empathy in a fun yet meaningful way. Role-playing scenarios can be particularly effective. You can enact situations where children take on roles that require negotiation, such as a shopkeeper and a customer, or siblings deciding on a game to play. These scenarios help them practice looking at situations from different perspectives and finding mutually agreeable solutions. Another enjoyable activity involves problem-solving challenges. Present your kids with a puzzle or a situation they need to solve collaboratively. This encourages discussions around possible solutions, helping them learn to listen to others' ideas and express their own effectively. Emphasize that the goal is not only to solve the problem, but to learn how to work together towards it. Incorporating active listening into these activities is crucial. You can model this by showing genuine interest when they speak, maintaining eye contact, and summarizing what they've said to demonstrate understanding before responding. Encourage them to do the same with their peers or siblings during play. Active listening fosters an environment where children feel respected and valued, crucial components for effective negotiation. Facilitating open dialogues during play means encouraging your kids to articulate their thoughts and feelings. Create a safe space where they feel comfortable sharing what they think or how they feel during these activities. Ask open-ended questions that prompt them to explain their reasoning or how they would feel if they were in the other person's shoes. For fathers looking to foster a supportive environment for conflict resolution at home, it's key to model the behavior you want to see. Displaying patience and curiosity during disagreements shows them how to engage constructively. Establish family routines that include regular discussions where everyone has a chance to speak. This normalizes open communication and empowers children to express themselves freely. Let me give you some real-life examples. Imagine your child is upset because their sibling refuses to let them use a toy. Instead of jumping in, guide them to negotiate with their sibling. Suggest they express why the toy is important to them and ask how they can both enjoy it. This teaching moment transforms a potential argument into an exchange of ideas and solutions. To wrap up, empowering children with tools and techniques to handle conflicts constructively is not only about solving immediate disputes, but it's about equipping them with lifelong skills. Whether through role-playing, solving puzzles, or open dialogues, each activity serves as practice ground for effective communication and empathy. As professional fathers eager to bond with your children, remember that your participation in these playful negotiations is setting up your kids for success in their interpersonal relationships. Use play to build bridges and create a nurturing atmosphere where communication thrives.